Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquentonline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. It is Friday the 13th as we're recording, and I'm Jason, and it's going to be scary good. The name of the episode today: the rumor will become the reality. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Kind of a picking up on where we left off last week on the show Social Mediocre, where we kind of asked the question, where are you on the social media spectrum, from bold to boring or from boring to bold? I think most of us are someplace in between, or sort of careening to one side or the other, depending on where you are with your social media posts and stuff like that. I do see a lot of that stuff throughout the week, both the good and the bad. There's a company I really like on LinkedIn today. They've got this list of, I guess it was a top 10 list, and now it's another top 10 list. I've got the thing up on a 32-inch flat screen monitor. I can't make out the font. And then when you click on the picture and it pops up as a JPEG, the font actually, it's even smaller. So very, 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 very difficult to read. I wonder sometimes if people test their post. You can test your post before you put it up. Anyway, just a minor observation. But anyway, the majority of the things that they do is so good, that's not going to change anything. But what I want to talk about today is, do you remember the first time you heard about that thing called the internet, or you heard people using the phrase online, or I was at an internet cafe this particular weekend? When I first started hearing that rumor, which would of course become the reality, I would say it was probably 1998. I was living in Midland, Texas. I worked at a bank, just, you know, on the platform. And then, like everything else that I go into with no experience, I do much better than the other people that have been doing it for a long time. Whether it was selling shoes at the mall in high school, or joining the military, or being in banking, I've always been able to be very successful in these things. And I was promoted to private banking, which was at the downtown location, the big building, the big bank building in downtown Midland, and got my own office and everything. Very, very nice. Well, in the downtown area in those days in Midland, I'm sure it's not there anymore, there was an internet cafe. You could, at lunchtime, go downstairs, walk across the street, and sit down at a computer. And I forgot how they charged it. I don't remember if I ever actually used it. I just knew it was there. And it was in, I think, 98 or 99. It was 98 that I bought my first Compaq Presario laptop. And in those days, they gave out so many free AOL CDs. They would come in the mail. They would be at the checkout line at the grocery store. They were everywhere. Barnes and Noble, wherever you went, you could just, I used them as coasters in my apartment in those days. But it was around that time when I first hopped on, you know, AOL. And I think in those days, we actually called it social networking days. It really was just instead of sending a letter to people that happen to live out of city or out of state, or making an expensive long distance phone call, you could send them an email. And of course, in those days, if you were using AOL, you couldn't use your home phone, because you had to take that thing out and plug it into your Compaq Presario with its massive 16 megabytes of RAM. And $1,800 I dropped on that computer. And at the time, I was very, very happy to have it. I would use that very computer to put together my first ever PowerPoint presentation, which I presented when I moved to Clark American in 1999, kind of a take on the culture of Clark American at the time. It was these four little PowerPoint sessions I did for a little morning meeting, and the president of the company went crazy. Everyone's got to see this. I want you going to all of our offices and doing this presentation for everybody. But that was sort of the internet was the rumor. And of course it became the reality. And of course the next iteration was all of the social media sites. By the mid 2000s, pretty much everyone had some kind of online capability, even at home. I would not say on their phones by the mid 2000s, but certainly Facebook and Twitter sort of legitimized the social media space. I was scrolling through the Twitter feed this morning, and someone named, if I'm saying this incorrectly, I apologize, it's either Laura or Laurel Marcus, talking about conversational media / tech is now larger than social media. And on this graph, it kind of shows the starting of the web portals, Yahoo and AOL. And then at the end of the spectrum, the concept of voice, you know, how right now, if you watch the Super Bowl, it's obvious that one of the big competitive areas, in addition to soda and light beer and cars, is which voice activated device are you going to have in your home or in your office. Here we have Alexa and Echo and Dot, and I've really enjoyed that. And I've always said, I guess we've had Alexa, the Amazon Echo, for maybe almost 2.5, maybe 3 years. And if that's the first iteration of voice directed, hey, did the Red Sox win last night? Did the Steelers win today? Just this kind of thing. It's actually been pretty amazing, and it's only going to get better. I mean, the scary thing is there's going to be a time when the Amazon Echo looks like an 8-track in-dash, 8-track tape deck or a reel-to-reel cassette player. But it was not that long ago in the youth group, asked a young guy, hey, do you have a checking account? And he was like, what's that? And so I think that's one of the big rumors right now that's going to become the reality. The digital citizen today has just a myriad of options that does not necessarily need a conventional checking account. Now, all of those things come with, whether it's a prepaid card. I know PayPal is talking about banking services. I think Amazon's been talking about banking services. I've certainly heard Walmart talking about its own banks, because it usually has a bank in the front of some place. I think here it's Wells Fargo. But that's the rumor right now, that there are all these other ways, especially for the young people, the digital citizens, to get basic banking transactions and transactional banking done with their phones or with prepaid debit cards. And I thought about it. I have a bank, obviously. I have transactional stuff that I do on a daily and weekly basis. But when I think about payments and things like that, whether it was if I direct deposit or something like that, I don't know that I could survive without a basic transactional bank. I do still write the occasional check. Checks used to last a couple of months. Now they last a presidential administration. And but I was thinking about all of the social. I remember we used to call it social networking, if I'm not mistaken. I remember when I was on retainer for a credit union in Oregon, and with coming up, 10 years ago next month, the most amazing financial literacy event that's ever been done in the banking marketplace, the Concert for Financial Literacy at Brookings Harbor High School. I'll never forget standing there in the gym, and the building was actually shaking. It was so loud. And but I was thinking back how, that was 10 years ago. And, the thought of being able to do all the stuff that we do now with a phone really wasn't even on the horizon back then. But based upon the experiences we had with that event and the young people who are now 10 years out of high school, the Gen Yers, remember we said, hey, we should get a MySpace account for the credit union. And of course, the idea was, since the young people have them, we should have one. And we had it for maybe 2 days, and there's so much spam, it was totally worthless to us. And we dumped it right away. But, MySpace had its moment. And then, just think about it. When you started hearing about these things, I heard your little tax deductions talking about those things. Now it seems like, what there was Tumblr and Photo Bucket and all these different things. Whatever happened to Foursquare? What was that all about? And then there was Vine. And I think you get to a point where there's just too many of them. Now I would say it's clearly, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and hey, Blog Talk Radio. I think this is certainly a social media medium. And for people that do written blogs online, we do an audio blog here every week. We're hoping to get Malcolm Johnson from Public Service Credit Union out in the Colorado area to come on and talk about their Suits for Soldiers initiative, which I thought was one of the most amazing things I've seen in a long time. They may have been doing it for a while. I just happened to catch it, as usual, not in the Credit Union Times paper edition, print edition, if that even still exists, but just rolling through the Twitter feed or the LinkedIn feed. And I think their CEO had posted something about that. And I thought that was just absolutely spot on. So when that rumor becomes a reality, right now, all these options for conventional checking accounts for the Generation Next, the digital citizens, what are you doing right now to prepare for that? Because if you're not planning now, when that rumor becomes the reality, you will be history. So what do I think banking brands should be doing right this very moment? I'll tell you after the break. My name is Jason Dias. This is the Power Performance. It's conference quality information without the rubber chicken dinner and without the expense report. And we'll be right back after this.
Is why webinars send us hate mail. The Power of Performance.
Slide feet up the street, bend your back, shift your arm, then you pull it back. Let's target no way. Strike a pose on a Cadillac. If you want to find all the cops are hanging out in the donut shop, they sing and dance.
Is right. A little Bangles on your Friday the 13th. That song always takes me back to Fort Benning and the Airborne Infantry and Ranger School, listening to that on the cassette tape. And then, of course, popping out said cassette tape and rewinding it with a specially modified pencil with duct tape near the eraser to save the AA batteries, which you could not find out in the middle of the Chattahoochee River Basin over at Fort Benning. All right, what do I think a banking brand should be doing right now in preparation of this? I've always said the best way to intentionally engage young people is to intentionally engage their parents and make sure their parents don't give them an option when it comes to banking. And I had an experience yesterday. I do another show from a restaurant here in town. And most mornings on Thursday when I go on, I'll order a small coffee and sit down and get the mobile studio set up. Well, I went and started setting up the mobile studio yesterday, and the morning manager comes over with a cup of coffee and just gives it to me. Doesn't charge me for it. Just smiles and says, "Here you go." And I said, "Well, you want me to pay for it?" "Oh, no, Jason, you're fine. You can't replicate that. You can't replicate that with a mobile app or a tweet. That's just social media I don't think will ever truly trump personal interactions when it comes to building brand loyalty. I love the mobile app that my bank offers. I know we all live busy lives. I love being able to take a picture of a check and it's deposited into my account instead of going down and waiting for the tube and asking for a pen and trying to get the little cap on and the window doesn't match up. I think right now what you need to be doing is A, hiring the absolute best people. Stop attending webinars and conference sessions on what to do with difficult employees. I can tell you exactly what to do with them. Fire them and then recommend them to your competitors and really start upping your game on the personal interactions with your customers, clients, and members, because the technology is going to evolve and it's going to take care of itself. But I really don't believe in the history of American banking, we've always had in-person banking. And I really don't think that's going away anytime soon. So hiring the best, retaining the best, and demanding the best from people are what I think it's going to take to keep the parents loyal, which will bring the next generation of these digital citizens into your banking brand. Because we're all using, some people on LinkedIn this week making fun of the senators at the Zuckerberg hearings, their absolute lack of understanding on social media and basic technology. There was a huge generational disconnect that you saw this week during the Facebook hearings, which I still don't understand, because everyone voluntarily signs up for Facebook. So what anyway, hire the absolute best people and really think about how you are intentionally engaging your audience with the interpersonal talent at your banking brand. I think that is always the most important thing. And then people will take to those said social media channels and tell everybody about you. We're going to keep talking about this because I'm very interested in the evolution of social media. It's one of the few banking trends that, of course, I've witnessed as a professional. I did not grow up, even in high school and college, with anything that approximated our current suite of social media services. So we will keep talking about that. Hey, my name is Jason Dyche. You've been listening to The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Take care.
That's all, folks.